The unexpected return of GO train horns disrupted the peace of Unionville over the past holiday season, leaving residents frustrated and questioning the value of the $7.5 million anti-whistling initiative aimed at preserving their community's tranquility. On behalf of the residents of Unionville, I want to express our concern regarding the reinstatement of GO train horns in our community, said longtime resident and advocate Shanta Sundarasan. For nearly a decade, Unionville residents have worked alongside the City of Markham to ensure their neighborhood remains a serene haven. Since 2018, the City of Markham has partnered with Metrolinx and York Region to end mandatory train whistling, improve safety and reduce noise disruptions for the community. The initiative, costing $7.5 million to date, introduced advanced safety upgrades such as pedestrian warning gates, maze barriers, tactile walking plates, visual signage, and bells, all designed to meet Transport Canada's stringent safety standards while eliminating the need for train whistles. However, this carefully cultivated peace was shattered just before Christmas. It's deeply troubling to experience the sudden resumption of train horns, especially during the holiday season, a time when families value the serenity of their homes, Sundarasan said. The incessant noise has disrupted the quality of life we worked so hard to protect. Metrolinx explained in a statement that the reinstatement of train whistles followed a near-miss incident west of Unionville GO station on December 23. As a result of this extremely concerning incident, we have implemented safety measures effective immediately while a full-scale safety assessment is underway, said Metrolinx's Media Relations Department. This includes reinstating the requirement for train whistles at this crossing. The City of Markham, which spearheaded the whistle cessation project, assured residents it is committed to resolving the issue. Safety is our utmost priority, and we are working with Metrolinx to reinstate anti-whistling measures as soon as their review is completed, a city representative said. Markham was one of the first municipalities in the Greater Toronto Area to eliminate train whistling. According to the city's most recent update in August 2024, anti-whistling measures have been successfully implemented at 15 of the 16 at-grade crossings along the Stouffville-GO line within city limits. However, even with these upgrades, train engineers are required to sound horns in response to specific safety concerns, including near-miss incidents, as outlined by Canadian Rail operating rules. The sudden return of train horns has reignited concerns about the long-term effectiveness of the whistle cessation project. Some residents doubt whether the investment has delivered the tranquility it promised, and what additional measures may be needed to preserve it. Scarlett Liu is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Markham Economist & Sun.